This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of State of the right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You notice I'm just kind of pulling back a little bit. I want to give the wiretap time to take place. You know what I mean? I know recorders sometimes can't go as fast as I speak. All right. Boom, boom. Thank you. I'll be here all week, by the way. Anyway, I'm just so tired of this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Show me you care! And head over to my website and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yes. Yes, you heard that. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. But you don't have to hate it. You don't have to hate these people. You put the labels on us. We didn't do them. I don't know what the Bible thumping white. Can I point to it or touch it? And yes, the white guy thing? Yeah, I can't change that. Yeah, unless I move to Hawaii and live on the beach. There's not much I can do about that. And it doesn't make me any different than you. It doesn't make me any different than anybody with skin color or non-skin color or whatever. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. So, the book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You would never know I wrote the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Get up on the website, therealside.com. If you order from the website, I'll sign it for you and send it. If you order from Amazon, no, I don't get the copy first, so you're on your own. But you get it faster from them. I got to mosey around and take me a couple days to do it, and then I get it done. Anyhow, Donald Trump. He's at it again. Yeah, he's got Twitter titus. But you know what? I've always said that I'm okay with that. I just wish he would really think some things through and how he words stuff and what have you. And he wouldn't get the flare up. I don't think he'd get the same flare up. But here's the thing: when you look at things he's tweeted in the past, now I was just talking to somebody about this today. That's why I'm hot on this. He gets about 2/3 of the way true. Now, if you're going to scream that the president shouldn't tweet out anything unless he knows it 100%, then we could go back to the last couple of presidents, the last couple of secretary of states. That said a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't true. The difference is they weren't tweeting it. See, the papers, the media that was in love with Clinton, that was in love with Obama, they were fixing it and tweaking it and turning it so that everybody would feel good about it. But nobody's going to do that for Trump. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm fine with him putting out. Look, we have proof that Hillary knew about the wiretap. We have proof that the New York Times knew about it days before. Now, you heard me. The day of. Probably days before. They couldn't have published it. It hit the New York Times the day of Trump taking office. I mean, right next. I'm looking at the New York Times now. Right next to what he wrote. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. Think about that. So they're wiretapping all kinds of stuff. But the president doesn't do stuff like that. And Comey's screaming, hey, foul. We didn't do it. He wants the Department of Justice to speak up. I don't think they can. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. I think they did it illegally. That's what I believe. I don't believe for a second. Look, help me understand. What else did they do How many other things did Obama do that was right by good by the law? See, I think we can nail them on this one. I really do. I think they will get nailed on it. Look, if you look at what, again, we'll go back to his tweeting. I know I'm stuck on the tweeting thing. What do you want from me? But if you look at what Trump has been tweeting, all right, most of what he tweets, most of what he's dealing with, he is at least 70% there. Like with the Swedish thing. You know, think about everything he's tweeted about has forced somebody to come forward, has forced the issue to be brought out front and have to be dealt with. Right? The Swedish rapes, the craziness that was going on in Sweden that wasn't happening. Now, one of the ministers says, yeah, we lied about it. It is happening. Ooh. And yours truly, on my show, I said the same thing. Germany tried to hide it, but they couldn't hide it anymore. Why couldn't they hide it? Because of that stupid little interweb thing. When you have, John and, well, I guess in Germany's case, it would be, you know, Gretel and Hans's video of what's going on out there in the streets. Right? Reporting back as to what's happening. Kind of hard to hide from that. It's kind of hard to say, oh, no, that's not the truth. In their case, it would be, what, 999? No? Hey, I'm trying. But again, we're down to just deny everything Trump says. Try to make him look like a fool on everything. You know, and think about this information coming out. I'm kind of in line with some of the other pundits that say that the timing is really interesting. Right? I mean, he's getting all kinds of kudos for his speech. They probably were hoping he was going to be brutalized for that speech. The left, that is. Right? So they're probably hoping that he would just be pounded on, and about the time it starts fizzling away, you introduce a new one. Anyway, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher is going to join me after the break. And, you know, some of you have written me emails, and I don't know why it makes you so nuts so quickly, but we're going to talk about the market. I'm going to talk about what's going on in the market. How are you going to protect you? You got to protect yourself, people. I'm telling you, just because Trump's in office, as you can see, things aren't going to change overnight. And he needs more help. He needs more people on his side at the legislative level to truly make anything happen. This is going to be a rough ride for a while. And don't get discouraged. Keep pounding away. Keep supporting him for my prayer warriors. For my Christian brothers and sisters to pray for the man. Whether you like him or not, you're told to pray for people in authority. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Life. Realize? You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $15. $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Trouble's brewing. Always does. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I want to bring my next guest on because he always gives us so much information. Seriously. I mean, I don't know. You watch the markets. You watch what's happening with precious metals. You're watching what's happening with the stocks. When you think they should go up, they're going down. When you think they should go down, they're going. I have no clue. And that's why I had to bring him on the show. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, always fun to have you on with me.
Joe, thanks for having me on your program once again. And it is a roller coaster of news out there. As always, there's always something insane happening financially that affects the markets positive or negatively.
Yeah, well, you know, last week, it went well over the 21,000 mark, and I thought it was funny because you and I had been talking for weeks. Is it going to hit the 20? Is it going to hit 20? Is it going to hit 20? And it kept playing with it and playing with it. It went to 21 in a matter, you know, overnight, basically, which was a major league jump, wasn't it?
Yeah, it went from 20 to 21 fairly fast towards the 21 level, and started slowing down as it approached 21, and now it's just kind of hovering around there. So, you know, the market is, it's like an accordion. It gets a lot of momentum and makes a lot of noise, and then it kind of goes, not silent, but it makes less noise and not a whole lot of movement, and we're kind of in that environment right now, Joe, where it's kind of not a whole lot of steam pressure, not a lot of shares being traded. The markets are pretty much flat, a little bit down even.
Well, now, the market, especially lately, is very much influenced by every tweet, every word that comes out of the mouth of the Trump, isn't it?
Well, yes, not only that, now it's being influenced by what the Fed is talking about, which is, that's something we should talk about in your program, too. But, yeah, President Trump does tweet things, and at times it has influenced the market. There's less of that happening right now. He's actually doing less tweeting, too. So maybe some of the movement in the market is caused by his tweeting. I don't know. But he's kind of pulled back from that in reference to the market. And so the market's, you know, pulled back, too, a little bit.
You got to put a tweet muffle on that man anyway.
Maybe you just depicted something. How do you make the stock market go up? Make President Trump tweet about the market.
That's right. There you go. And be ready to buy, like have it right there online. Anyway, so the market thing is always, for years I've always said, okay, there's got to be a trend, got to be a trend. But you've been at it over 20 years. You know, you would know what drives these things. But, you know, one of the things we haven't talked about in a while is Deutsche Bank. Is there any news with Deutsche Bank? I mean, what's going on with them now? I know they were very fragile not too long ago.
Yeah, just to comment on the trend, and they'll go into Deutsche Bank. There is a trend still going on. I don't want to allude that the trend is over. Gold is in a bull market. Stocks are in a bull market. And dollars, the dollar is moving higher. So that's still the trend that will continue throughout this year, in my opinion. Deutsche Bank is affecting this trend in the short term. So, you know, what happens, we live in a global market. What happens over in a major market like Europe spills over into our markets most of the time, and that's what's going on right now. Deutsche Bank, you know, I've been watching it, is having problems again. Their shares got hit. At one point, they were down 8.1% yesterday, you know, as we're sleeping, their market's open. They closed down almost 4%, and what's happening is, first of all, Deutsche Bank is the largest German bank and probably the largest bank in Europe. They fund the euro system, so that's the significance of this. All the major projects for the European Union, they fund it. So, wow. But they're being fined left and right. You know, and I'll say they deserve it because they've broken the law, you know, financial laws significantly. The one that we talked about in the past, the were fined by the Department of Justice $14.1 billion. They negotiated it down to $7.2 billion. But they were just hit with a fine here of $425 million on Monday for what you call mirror trading with a Russian trade system. And just to explain, you know, a mirror trade is not illegal, but the result of mirror trading, if you're trying to move money out of a country through the stock markets, buying and selling, that is illegal in every country for the most part. So what happened almost every day of the week between the fall of 2011 and as early as 2015, a Russian broker was calling in equities to the desk of Deutsche Bank in Moscow, the headquarters there. And there was a steady flow of small trades, typically $2 to $3 million each, but totaled about $10 million in the overall deals in about a four-year period of time. And these trades, for the most part, they lost money due to the commissions and the fees. They didn't care. because they were selling, they were buying a stock $2 to $3 million in one stock, and then they would in rubles, and then they would go and sell it in dollars through Deutsche Bank U.S. buy it in Moscow dollar rubles, sell it in Deutsche Bank U.S. in dollars, and they'd got their money out of the ruble by doing this into dollars outside of the Russian country. This is illegal, and it all came out, and Deutsche Bank was fined recently, actually about a month ago is when it really started coming out, $425 million. Keep in mind, they've already been fined $60 million for manipulation of the gold and silver market. They were fined $7.2 billion for what they did with the Department of Justice. So, you know, there's been a lot of fines. They were fined $15 billion. Billion dollars. Well, actually, $15 billion is what their legal bill with fighting against the euro, which was imposed by regulators since 2012, fighting the Department of Justice, actually. That's their legal bill, 15 billion euros.
My God.
So they have been hit real hard. Their stock's going down. Their way of getting out of this nonsense is to raise capital through selling a portion of their company, and it's not being accepted well, and that's why we're watching it, because if Deutsche Bank goes under, that's going to trigger a worldwide global financial problem once again.
You know, always so exciting to talk about this. But you know what I want? We got to go for a break. When we come back, one of the things I want you to talk about is the Eurobank, if you would. They're propped up by countries that have no money, that keep borrowing money from other countries that have no money. And now if Deutsche Bank is part of that, man, this really is a financial mess to speak of, isn't it? And well, let's hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassett, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Don't go far. Warm up your coffee. And go get your notepad. Don't blow this. You need this information. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammer knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammer Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I want to get right back to my guest because I'm always, this stuff, you guys may not, you got to see how deep this goes. You got to see how much of an effect this really will have on you. And I don't care if you have a 9-to-5 job and you think it doesn't affect you. You don't know how it affects your boss. You don't know how it affects the things coming into your boss's business or the business you work for or with. And David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
You know, I can't think of anybody that was not affected by 2008.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. Now, before we went to break, something just popped into this feeble little mind of mine. And as you were talking, I'm thinking, wait a minute. The Eurobank is totally made up and propped up by the countries that are the member countries, if you would, right? And you have member countries that are in, you know, financial hardship. You've got France and Greece and other countries that really are broke, if you would. So the Eurobank is lending money to some of these countries, but they are depending on the money from these countries to put back into the bank to loan to other. This just sounds like a major league Ponzi scheme kind of thing, right?
It's the same structure that we have in the United States. We have states in our country called 50 states, and we give them money from the federal budget to support their state. And people have pay taxes, and that money goes back to the government. But if the state isn't doing well, it can't pay money back indirectly through its citizens to the country. So it's the same structure. So think of the euro, and then there's these countries under the euro, the states, if you will. It's the same mechanism. And this is the financial girding system that could turn into a house of cards. So when you bring Deutsche Bank into the picture, Deutsche Bank needs to raise $8.5 billion soon. They're selling part of the asset management business and reintegrating the consumer banking unit portion.
Wow.
What they're trying to do is they're selling off a big asset of their company, of the bank, to raise money. Now, others like Citi and the Wall Street Journal did an in-depth study. They're saying you guys are way off. It's not 8.5. It's more like 12.5 billion. You're way off on your numbers, what you need to raise for capital. And so keep in mind, Joe, Deutsche Bank from 2004 to 2015, 90% of its revenue came from derivative trading, which is a high-risk investment. That's what brought the system down in 2008. Now the chief executive officer, John Kryan, says that he wants to move back into more of a modest growth mode that's controlled growth. In other words, lending out money where there's no risk. It's very moderate. It's boring. But you can't bring down your system, and if you trade wrong, you can't lose a lot of money. So if Deutsche Bank needs all this money, and they need to create it in a short period of time, but they don't have the asset class to sell it, to create it, they're either going to have to go back to derivative trading, or they're going to implode, or get a bailout from the EU. But that's illegal. You can't bail out a bank. The EU cannot bail out Deutsche Bank. So it's going to either come from Germany. This is the financial mess. That's why if they go down and 50% or greater, the stockholders don't buy this plan that is going to work. They want to go back to the old strategy. Well, the old strategy involved mirror trading, schemes, doing illegal things, being involved in derivative markets. It's a high risk. And I'm going to tell you, I think, like I said before, we're going to see scam news coming out of Deutsche Bank when they cook their books. And I think it's coming out soon, because there's a big difference between an independent looking at your book saying it's $12.5 billion and you saying we only need $8.5
My God. All right. So the question of the moment, the two things, right? This is something you and I have talked about in the past, but not recently. And I always say to you, there's no real money, though, David. You go buy a house in this country, or you give money to a company in Europe or what have you. They're just numbers on a piece of paper. Nobody's running around with dollars in a wheelbarrow, running around handing it out to each other. So it's very confusing me to think, how does the bank fail when it really is nothing more than numbers on a piece of paper?
Well, the bank can't meet its financial obligations. If everybody ran to the bank and got their money out there, the bank would implode. There's not enough money on deposit. If everybody withdrew all their money electronically in a bank, it would implode.
So if you go get your actual cash you've deposited in the paper money that they have, they probably wouldn't be able to support it. They wouldn't be able to give that money back.
Well, two things, Joe. If they went in to physically get paper money, there's only probably 1% to 2% of physical money in a bank at any given time, 10% at the very largest in any bank at any given time, compared to what is actually in the bank on deposit, the digit in the system on computers. What I'm saying, obviously, there's not enough money, 10%, right. Let's say that's enough money. It would shut down. You would have a bank holiday. But if they all pulled their money, went in and say, give me the balance of my account in a cashier's check, I'm withdrawing my money, or I'm wiring my money out of this bank to another bank, and they all did that, the banks would implode. Every bank would implode.
God.
There's not one bank, to my knowledge, that has all the money on deposit.
So how does this affect, and right up your alley, and I didn't plan it this way, but how does this affect physical gold, silver, precious metals, that kind of stuff? Does it make them more valuable, kind of no real change? How does that work?
Well, in times of uncertainty, that causes gold to move up. I'm writing a big white paper, and that's number six. The uncertainties are wild cards, I call them, that creates an environment for needing to have gold. And we can see that expand and shrink, that uncertainty get bigger or smaller in different times, like an accordion. But moving forward, when we see financial times like we're involved in, I think the expansion is getting ready to happen. You know, we went through a fairly low point of time from September till recent. I think we're going to see the accordion, the uncertainty shrank, you know, and things did well.
Right.
But gold still went up during that time. It should have came down. That tells you how strong gold is. When we go into this uncertain time coming up, gold should even perpetuate even more.
Wow. And like I said, you, this stuff is, some people go, you know, it's kind of hard to follow, but you got to follow this because it's so important to you, or so important to us as a whole. You know, Janet Yellen was speaking last week about raising interest rates. Are they going to go up? And what will that do to the economy? Really, to the economy?
Well, previously, it was only one in five chances that rates would go up in March. Now, then it moved immediately to 75%. Now it's 80%. I'd say it's closer to 100%. But according to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, who tracks the tool for the Fed funds, there's currently an 82% chance rates will hike on March 15th at the Federal Fed Market Open Committee meeting, which, ironically, less than 48 hours of that later is the debt ceiling, or maybe even the same day. It's on the 15th, depending on if the Fed jumps the gun and announces on the 14th. But the Fed confirmed last year that there will be three rate hikes in 2017. She also confirmed in a speech this month that they're not behind the inflation curve. In other words, they're not being late to the party in raising rates. But she did repeat caution that her and her colleagues believe that it is appropriate now to gradually raise rates and have rate hikes over the months and years. So get ready for another bubble that the Fed is going to create. This is going to become what we call the interest rate bubble. And because she said that she's in the process of scaling back accommodation, that's her terms, she said, will likely not be as slow as it was in 2015 and 16, quote unquote. So in other words, they're not going to pause this time. The Fed rate that previously stalled at liftoff now looks like we're certainly going to get airborne on this thing, and we're going to start moving into a new environment that rates are going to start to go up, and banks are going to have to adjust, Joe, on how they operate with less accommodating environment of a higher rate environment. This will be a new era and could be challenging, especially as debt levels and on personal, corporate, and government levels are at all historic highs.
Yeah, this is just always amazing to me, David. And we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the debt ceiling because I'm not so sure people know what that means. I mean, for most people, they lock into that thinking you just call the credit card company and say, hey, I need a higher limit, and everything hunky-dory and all that. But not quite the same with our government. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Again, during the break, you got a couple of minutes. Head over to LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com. And check it out. We'll be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I've got David Fisher with me. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. I always enjoy when he's on with me. I really, truly learn so much when he's with us. And we're gonna. I know he's just chomping at the bit to jump into this debt ceiling thing. David, what's the big deal? It's just raising your credit limit. You know, I call the bank every now and then. I just raise my limit because I need a little bit more money to play with, right?
You're exactly right. That's all this really is. And the problem is that after they raise the credit limit, they should be negotiating paying down the credit card, and they're not doing that.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
That's what pretty soon the credit card issuer is going to say, no, you've reached your limit.
That's right.
And at some point in time, and we're in the beginnings of this, foreigners have reached their limit with our debt level. Mm-hmm. Evidence why I mentioned on your program last week, there's a big sell-off in the U.S. Treasury market, which is the entity that creates the note for when we overspend and we got to subsidize our income. through creating a treasury bill, and foreign central banks are the biggest historical buyers of those notes. Now they're not buying them near as much. They're selling them, and December was at the record high, like I mentioned on your program last week. And also, we talked about them issuing a new treasury note, a 50-year and a 100-year bond, which is ridiculous. But back to the credit, the debt ceiling, it was created through a law passed in 1917. Our currency was backed by gold then, Joe, and we couldn't just create more currency. We'd have to go have gold backing it to create more currency. We needed to create more money to put into the system because we're in a war. World War I was going on. And we needed to produce more things for the war, but we couldn't get there's nothing to jumpstart it to get it happening. So they created this idea in the government called the debt ceiling. Let's just borrow some money out of thin air, create more debt, a note, and then we'll put that money in the system. People will be able to get more jobs through manufacturing, and more people working will create a healthy environment called the economy growing. Therefore, more taxes will come back to the government, and we'll use that money to pay down that debt. And we'll look back as when this all happened, nothing ever went up in the debt. It's just, it'll pay for itself. Well, that was 1917. We've raised the debt ceiling 80 times since then, Joe.
Oh my God.
But now it's become a fight, pretty much the last 8 years, a historical fight, where Republicans fought Democrats on spending. But it had nothing to do with more spending. It had everything to do with keeping the obligation of what we have going out of our country. Because, you know, 65 to 70% of the budget is going for fixed items, Joe, like Social Security, Medicare, pensions, health insurance,
David,
defense.
Let me interrupt you, though. I mean, this is kind of like if you know that you might be able to get, or the chances are 99.9%, you can get a credit limit increase. There's no urgency to deal with it, is there?
That's been the problem, and that's been the argument. But they don't resolve the whole thing is last time when they said we're going to suspend this, and they suspended it a few years ago, October of 2013. And they said, after suspending it, we're going to come up with a plan to fix it. Here we are, 2017. Nothing has been fixed. There is no plan in place.
Perfect. That's just great. Oh, so ultimately, as we keep going up now, as you said, we're going to have problems with some countries that, you know, buy our debt, if you would. China being the biggest one. Is China slowing down with debt purchase?
China is slowing down. Japan is slowing down. Russia is slowing down. Most of the big countries that have bought our debt in the past are backing away from our money, called U.S. Treasuries, and that is the financial backbone. That is the undergirding system that makes the whole system work. If this does not work, we have a major financial calamity getting ready to happen, and that, it didn't used to be a big deal, but it's becoming a big deal. At the same time, the debt is going to up. At the same time, Fed is raising rates. At the same time, there's massive uncertainty still happening in European countries, specifically the euro and with Deutsche Bank. There's this undergirding thing that's not being talked about too much because we'll deal with it when it becomes a big deal. It's not a big deal right now, but it's going to be a big deal because we're not dealing with it. So that's what will make it a big deal.
Oh, no, we only react. They only react. It's a reactionary thing that, God forbid, we ever get out in front of something. So it's just amazing to me. And for people who still think that there's tonnage, hundreds of tons of gold at Fort Knox, our money isn't backed by gold anymore. It's not backed by any. It's backed by the full faith and strength of the United States, right?
Well, our government says we have over 8,000 tons of gold.
In the ground. Yep. That hasn't been mined yet, probably.
No. In storage facilities.
Okay.
But the problem is that there's been no independent audit on this gold since the early 70s. So
wow.
We don't know how much gold there is really there. And, you know, this is where the age-old question lies. Do we have it to back our currency? Maybe the reason they don't want us to do an audit, because they don't have it. And maybe this is the reason why when Germany trying to repatriate their gold that they sent over here so it wouldn't get stolen and confiscated in the war by losing, they sent it over to the Fed, and it was supposed to be stored in New York. But when they just a few years ago, 4 years ago, when they wanted to repatriate it, we told them we couldn't give it to them. We wouldn't give it to them. So those are signs that says we don't have the gold. So,
wow. Hey, I want my money. Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to interrupt you. So here's a country that says that they want their gold back that they gave us to hold for them, and we said no. Now that's got to tie right in to the bail-in. If you think the government can't play games with your money and your assets, you got something coming to you. Tell us about the bail-in, David.
It's opposite of the bailout, where countries get into trouble and nobody comes to the rescue, like we rescued General Motors, AIG, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But nobody comes to the rescue, and they go inward, like they did in Poland, Italy, Cyprus, Greece. 9 countries have had a bail-in. 8 of those are European. And our country has set up the same laws that were set into place in Europe. And unfortunately, we're going down the same path where we might be forced to do this bail-in. If we don't have somebody holding the dollar, then Americans have to hold it, and that's where this lies within. I got a brand new report, hot off the press, in its 6th edition, all the details of it, explaining Dodd-Frank, explaining the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which you'll be shocked when you read this, how much power this entity has.
Right.
And get that report, and it will help you understand a lot. It's all documented in mainstream media. A lot of it comes from Fox News and Reuters.
You know, David, I when you're not on the show, I've talked about the bail-in and what have you. And people always say the same thing to me. The government can't take your money. And I said, well, they really don't take your money. They kind of hold on to your assets while they use them, and they'll give them to you when they get around to it. I know it's oversimplified, but explain to people how that might work for them with the money they have put set aside.
Well, they wouldn't take your money, Joe. You're right. And it's actually not the government, is what I found out. Just like the Federal Reserve is not a government agency, this would be done through the actual Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they have an agency within their agency called the Office for Older Americans that is the linchpin that would actually do this with. You get a note in return, just like all 9 bail-ins happened, they all got something in return. And there was no rioting or anything, except for when Greece did it 5 times. I mean, after the 3rd time, there was riots. So we would riot, too, if it was done 3 times in our country. But you get a note back, you get the money gets moved into the treasury, you get a retirement plan called a government retirement annuity. They already have names for this. They've already, put it all together. They just have not pulled the trigger. So it's not like you're going to be left empty-handed. They can do this legally because the law says they can, and that is the law, the Dodd-Frank Act, that changed the legal ownership of our money. And the report goes in depth, the power of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they can have a control over any financial aspect of any institution, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, money market accounts, CDs, money in the bank, treasuries, even mortgages, they oversee. They have complete oversight, and they get their money from the normal appropriations way from the government budget, but through the Federal Reserve, but yet they're not, and they're housed at the Federal Reserve, but yet they're not under the Federal Reserve jurisdiction. So in essence, you have an island that can do anything they want, has control over any financial aspect and do whatever they want and go against even Americans and even their elected officials that might say contrary. That is the power of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, according to a very detailed, in-depth news report done financially and politically by Fox News, explaining all this. Even Steve Forbes was on Fox News recently and saying this is just insane, the power that they have.
Okay, we've got to go for a break, but here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.